Abortion is on the ballot in Montana this year. Voters are being asked to approve a law that would declare that an embryo or a fetus is a legal person with a right to medical care if it's born prematurely or if it survives an attempted abortion. State lawmakers could have enacted such a law themselves, but they decided to put it on the ballot instead. Yellowstone Public Radio's Olivia Wheats reports on why.
Last year, Marcus Cahoon and Leah Bossler's daughter, Mason, was born at just 25 weeks. She had a severe medical condition doctors didn't think they could fix.
Marcus and I were given the choice to take Mason outside for her final moments. Being ex-Wildland firefighters and Montanans, we had no hesitation in taking that opportunity.
Bossler told her story at an event in Helena opposing the law called LR-131.
Her death under LR-131 would have been extremely traumatic for everyone, rather than beautiful and peaceful. Legally forced repeated chest compressions and epi shots would have done nothing but overdosed, bruised, and broken her already dying body.
Opponents say a law mandating medical care is unnecessary. Montana already has an infanticide law on the books that they say protects the discretion of doctors and families to make compassionate choices. Researchers say only about 1% of all abortions in the U.S. happen after the point of viability, and instances of fetuses surviving abortions are rare. But last year, Republicans in Montana's State House united to put the so-called Born Alive law on the midterm ballot. Matt Regeer sponsored the bill.
I believe this decision should be made, not by just us here in the Capitol, but by our bosses back home. This is a defining issue that goes directly to who we are. And I believe Montanans should have the final say.
18 states already have so-called born alive laws on the books, all of them put there by state legislatures. Montana's would be the first to be passed by referendum. That's according to the National Conference of State Legislatures database.
A lot of people speculate, including myself, that the reason it was put on the ballot was to gin up the base and get them out to vote on this very divisive issue and one that people are very passionate about.
Sally Mock is a political analyst who's reported on the Montana legislature for more than 30 years. She says that the proposed law was put on the ballot before the U.S. Supreme Court ended the federal protection for abortions in the Dobbs case in June.
I think what's happening now in the wake of the Dobbs decision and Roe being overturned is that LR-131 could have actually the opposite effect. And besides getting people out who are passionately opposed to legal abortion, people passionately in favor of legal abortion will see this issue on the ballot and turn out to vote against it, and therefore maybe vote also against Republican candidates.
She was asking who the registered voters are.
Last Sunday, ballot measure opponents got together at a taproom in Bozeman for a text banking event. Zeth Stone just hit send on a text to 500 phone numbers and is starting to get some replies.
I don't vote for baby killers. So you say, okay, have a good day. Send it, and then it moves on to the next one.
Montanans have already started voting by mail, and turnout could be higher than in a typical midterm because the state was awarded a second U.S. House seat after the 2020 census. Abortion is still legal here. The state constitution guarantees a right to medical privacy. The proposed law says healthcare workers who fail to take medically appropriate and reasonable actions to keep a fetus or infant alive would face up to 20 years in prison and a fine of up to $50,000. For NPR News, I'm Olivia Wheats in Bozeman, Montana.